and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 27th of June. It is 7:20 with 64 degrees on our way to 91 today, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Line this morning by Dale DeLong and Pat Foraker, previewing a big upcoming tractor show. Nice to have you guys on. Dale, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Thanks for having us on.
Good deal. Pat, good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, Pat reached out to us, so Pat, I'll let you get started here on the tractor show. First off, when is this going to be? And I guess we'll have to roll into where this is going to be here as well.
It's on Saturday, July 8th. We're going to have it out at Dale DeLong's farm, just northeast of town a little ways. Starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and it'll go most of the day with events and a tractor pull at the end of the day.
All right, Dale, what can we expect to see? How many tractors and where are they coming from?
Well, hopefully we have quite a few tractors show up. Oliver is our featured tractor this year, which I have quite a collection myself. So we're expecting 50, 60, 70 tractors. Our events start at like 10 o'clock in the morning. This year we're going to do hay demonstrations of the past, sickle mowing, side delivery raking, and little square baling and little round baling. So this year we are, I'm pulling out my old Oliver field cutter. It was a 1969 model. I'm going to put a pickup attachment on this thing, and we will literally mow the hay down, we'll rake it into a windrow, and I'll take this old field cutter and we'll pick it up and it will chop it and we'll blow it into a wagon. So I haven't had the cutter out since 2019, so that'd be fun to get it back out and see it in operation again.
Well, Dale, this is really a trip back in time, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a lot of fun to get the old machinery out and watch it work again.
What is it about the Olivers Dale, made this the kind of the featured brand, and B, really the ones that, you know, that you really seem to be drawn to?
Well, Oliver back in the day, they made a really good product. Their tractors back in the 30s and 40s were kind of ahead of everybody else. You know, they had the first six-cylinder engine, first live PTO. That's what my dad and grandpa, you know, that was the tractor that they ran. That's what I grew up on. So that's the tractor that I prefer to, the one I like to run. I love to restore tractors, so I generally get one in the shop every winter and tear it down and fix everything that needs fixed and paint it up and make it look new again. So anyway, that's what I like to do.
A big tractor show coming up with July the 8th. Well, Pat, do you have kind of a timeline to when all these activities will be taking place?
Yeah, so we'll open the show around 9, start showing tractors and that kind of thing. We'll start the demos around 10:30. We'll do a stationary hay press out in front of the lean-to around noon. We'll do, lunch will be provided by Karen Baker, the Cowboy Cafe. She'll be making lunches, I believe, brisket for lunch, if I remember correctly. Is that correct, Dale?
Yes. And she will she'll be here. Yeah. She'll set up in the morning, and she's going to serve breakfast, too. She said she'd have cinnamon rolls and biscuits and gravy. So come out for breakfast, too.
And then 1 p.m. we'll start an antique tractor pull after all the demonstrations, and then that'll run, depending on how many tractors pull, till 5 or 6 in the evening, probably.
Awesome. Dale, I'm going to have to ask you to loop back to your initial answer as to what's going to be taking place, and maybe you can just kind of give us a brief detail on some of those different processes, that, especially for folks like myself that aren't around antique tractors and don't have the historical side of things that you clearly do. Maybe you can loop us through some of the different things and maybe give us some more detail on some of those processes that folks will be seeing here on the 8th.
All right. So probably the day before the show, the prairie has to lay for a day. You know, it has to cure before you can square bed it. So Friday, we'll sickle mow some hay down, which is a sycamore's pulls behind a tractor, and it literally mows the hay down, lays it flat on the ground. You let it dry for a day. Saturday, we will rake it into a windrow with a side delivery rake, and then you'll take an old square baler or round baler, you pick that up and makes the little bales. You know, that's the technology today, or the machinery today, the swather, it's a swather. It mows the hay and crimps it and puts it in the windrow all at the same time. So back years ago, it was a three-step process to get a bale made. And, you know, now it's basically a two-step process. So anyway.
Well, let folks know exactly where you're located, Dale.
Yes, I'm 3.5 miles northeast of Emporia. So if you go out on East 12, just come out Burlingame Road, 3.5 miles to Road 210, and I'm a mile east on the gravel. So that's where the show will be. We'll have some signs up on the corner directing people to this show.
Pat, before we, you know, kind of review what's going to be taking place here on the 8th, I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit more about the Flint Hills Antique Power Association and maybe some of the other upcoming activities that you've got here on the schedule for the rest of the year.
Yeah, so the club is, like I said, Flint Hills Antique Power Association. We're the local branch of Edge. Edge is a nationwide club, and we're the local branch here in this area. Edge is early days gas engine and tractor association. So as you can tell, they do lots of unique tractors, try to keep the past, you know, still alive. All these guys work really hard at keeping them running, things like that. So we do antique pulls, shows, get togethers, tractor drives, parades, all those kind of things. So, this weekend on Sunday, well, Saturday, actually, it starts over at Lebo. We got our, little tractor show over there at Lebo, and then Sunday there will be an antique tractor pull that we're hosting over there at Lebo, and then of course we have the event Saturday the 8th out at Dale's, where we're doing a farm show and another pull. So if you're a member of the club, bring out your tractors, come see what they can do, see how they can pull that big old sled down the track. If you're not a member and like to come watch, come watch. All of our events are free. We don't charge for entry or anything like that. And if you have an old tractor that you'd like to pull, come see us, come talk to us. Visit our website, Facebook, Flint Hills Antique Power Association on Facebook, and FHAPA.org. We've been getting that all up to date, and it's got a ton of information, links to Dale's Farm. There's a Google link to that on how to get there. It's on both places, so should be able to provide all the information you're looking for.
And I tell you what, you all are encouraged to attend. This really is a fascinating event, and not only do you get to see the old tractors, but you get to see them in action doing what they were made to do years and years ago. So July 8th, make sure you save the date for that. Dale, appreciate your time this morning. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you again for having us on.
You betcha. Pat, thanks.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Yep, good to talk to you. Pat Foraker and Dale DeLong, the big Antique Power Association tractor event coming up July the 8th at the Dale DeLong Farm. Chuck?
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, this week is full. Next week's is wide open. So let us know what you've got that you would like to have highlighted at 620-342-1400 or by emailing us kvue@kvue.com, and we will get you on the calendar. Tomorrow, Kent Schnackenberg of Team Schnack details the sponsorship of free miniature train rides for the month of July.
You heard that right, the entire month of July. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare. There to care, Hometown Healthcare. KBOE Live and Local 728, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Would you like an office space with a great group business environment? Hereford Co-working is just